I am going to call the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board into session on January 30th, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. We're going to do our Pledge of Allegiance first. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All righty, and then we'll do roll call, starting on my right.
Kevin Williams.
Earl Barbeau.
Sandra Cosgrove. And we will bring in Stephanie and Harry when they get here.
Stephanie and Harry are coming. I'm Jill Leva.
I'm William Covington, liaison for Commissioner Kirkpatrick.
And then I'm Rio Keane, Tom Principal.
Okay.
And Finger Dan Kowalski, Planning Commissioner.
There you go.
Commissioner Finger Boots District.
Okay. All right, so we will now have our first public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. If you have a comment, please step up to the podium and state your name. Any public comment? Nope. All right, then we will move on to agenda item number 2. And that's approval of the minutes from our January 16th, 2025 meeting. Do we have any recommendations or edits for changes? No? All right, so can I have a motion? All right. We'll let Harry and Stephanie get seated. Okay. We're at minutes. Do either of you have any recommended edits or changes to the minutes?
Nope.
All right, so we have a motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, minutes are approved. Agenda item number 5. Oh, agenda item number 4, excuse me. We need the approval of this agenda for January 30th, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve this agenda? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I'm sorry. Did we have any holds, combines, or deletes for the item?
No.
No, I didn't think so. All right. Are there any informational items? I'm showing none. Did we have any?
Yes. Ms. Martinez asked that I let everyone know that Vegas Valley from Las Vegas Wash to Los Feliz estimated construction start date is September.
Okay.
Someone inquired about Nellis Road, which is a NDOT road, so she forwarded the concerns to NDOT, and she'll update you next time she comes back with their response.
Okay. Anything else? No? All right, so we're going to move on to our first item. So item number 1 is WS240721ZS. Propico Las Vegas LLC. This is a waiver of development standards to allow outdoor signage within an area subject to residential adjacency standards. Design review for outside storage in conjunction with an existing warehouse on 4.49 acres in an IP industrial park zone within the airport environs. AE75 APZ2 overlay. Generally located on the south side of Cheyenne Avenue and on the west side of Walnut Road within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant here?
I am. Good evening.
Good
Madam
evening.
Chair, town board members, my name is Tony Sless, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. As you can see from the overhead, the site is highlighted here in yellow on the southeast corner of Cheyenne and Walnut. It is an existing warehouse building. This application is a request now to provide outside storage in conjunction with that warehouse building. It'll be on our western portion of the property over here off the Cheyenne entrance. Here is a site plan of it. You can see access will be coming in through this area. A little hard to see, I guess, without the colors, but you can see here, and I'll show you a fence profile here in a minute, but we are going to have 8-foot tall perimeter walls along the north property line, west property line, and south property line. And then internal right here is our loading bays, where we also will have the ability to do some additional stacking. There, it'll be up to 16 feet in height, so that all the stacking in there can go up to 16 feet. As I mentioned, we are, here is some of our, maybe I can show it to you, try to, well, I'll show you. Right here, as I mentioned, will be an 8-foot tall wall, so you can see right here is the wall. It's currently 6 feet. We're gonna add 2 feet of wrought iron fence and then put some basically material in there so that it cannot be visible through it. And then also you can see we are going to do the same thing along the perimeter here, which is again adding 2 feet on top of that. Right here, as I mentioned, are the loading bays on both sides. Those will be increased to 16 feet in height. It'll be an 8-foot CMU block wall. On top of that, the wrought iron fence of an additional 8 feet, again with the mesh to prevent any basically visibility into it. And then finally, we will have rolling gates right here as well, because obviously things will come in and out. Again, there is a small chance that if this were to be open, that you could potentially see the storage in this area. So we are adding a 16-foot tall rolling gate, again, that will be shielded from, you know, visibility from the right-of-way. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval. Oh, one final thing. We do have the request to reduce to the residential. I think what's important here is to show the master plan. We are planned the business employment. This right here is actually residential, multifamily, but as you can see, they have the same land use planning. We have, although it is residential, it is RM18, so that what's actually triggers the separation requirement. Again, we have buffers in place with the 8-foot wall and screening and et cetera. So with that, we do appreciate staff's recommendation of approval and agree to all their conditions and happy to answer any questions.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Would anybody like to speak on this item? All right, seeing none. Board, do you have any questions?
Yes, what do they store there?
It is gonna be just outside storage containers, ancillary to their business. Not exactly sure what type of materials, but it would be everything that would be permitted under Title 30, so nothing, no explosives or those type of materials, for sure, nothing like that.
Are they going to be containers that come and go, or are they going to be just fixed in place and then they're going to access them? And
it could be, it'll be both, but it under no circumstance will they be stacked higher than 16 feet. That would be because they'll have to be below the wall there.
Okay. I have a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One being, is there a separation between the actual wall and the storage container? Is there any buffer between that, or will these containers go all the way up to the actual wall? Because this, I mean.
Yeah, so here I think is a better, well, I should show you the aerial too. To answer your question, no, it's not gonna be stacked up right. It will not be stacked right up against the residential. You can see right here, this is our fire access road, additional parking, so there would be no ability, that we would not stack there. You can see also from our site plan in here, this right here is where the dock, the storage dock is, and where it actually declines, and that's where the 16 feet is. So this is where the storage occurs. So you can see we have the wing wall here to shield it. We have fire access lane that we need to protect. So to answer your question, no, it's not up against the
residential. It won't be up against the residential, but it'll be up against any portion of the wall.
Of this wall, no.
Okay.
Because, so because we have to, this is okay, all fire access road.
Okay, actually. I got you.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And then the other part of the storage piece is everything is stored inside the container. There will be no storage outside of the container because I need, you know, that's.
There could be, we can't stack anything above 16 feet. So I'm not gonna say there won't be anything.
So there could be items not inside of a
correct
storage container that is just sitting out.
That is correct, but at no point is it gonna be above, can it be stacked above the wall?
Yeah, I get the height part. My concern is this becomes, that is not just junkable items, trash items, just I don't, because we don't know, or you're not able to tell us exactly what they're storing there.
Right.
So, you know, I'm just saying it could be engines and whatever. I mean, I wouldn't say necessarily, but I'm just saying it could be items
sure.
that they don't actually put in a secured location, because if it's something that is either too heavy for somebody to steal, or it's just items that you're just going to just throw out there or just put on the side, it's kind of concerning that don't become a junkyard. Look at junkie.
Absolutely, and I think right here, you know, what we where did my, sorry, I got it all messed up here. You can see right here, we have, you know, security gate right here that is going to roll to also help not only shield it, but protect any of the storage materials as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
The residential is only on one side, correct?
It's just to the south, correct. It is right here. That is what triggers the waiver.
The extra.
Yeah.
Can you hold, I can't see it from the angle.
Could you just hold it up for me?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, so right here's our site. This is the residential.
Okay, so they are really right up against the wall.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to see. Okay.
And but what I was mentioning, you can see their plan the same as us, business employment.
Right.
Although it is residential today. And right here you can see this is the fire access road. Okay. So we would not and cannot store anything back there. In fact, it will be back in these bay air, there's a dock right here that's recessed down, mm-hmm. and so this is where the 16-foot ability.
The 16-foot wall would not go here?
Correct. That's going to be 8 feet.
Okay.
The 16-foot wall is right here,
okay.
right here, and then right here is a 16-foot tall security access, rolling
okay.
access gate.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for the visual.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Did you have
just for clarification?
Yes.
So,
which do you want the site plan?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, this one back here.
Okay.
This is parking here.
Correct.
What is this part?
This is drive aisle access.
And then this is where this containers are going to be.
Correct.
In the middle.
And
this is building.
This is all building.
Okay.
This is right of way landscaping up here.
Okay.
This right here is where the 16-foot tall wall is.
Yeah.
16-foot tall rolling screen fence, and then another 16-foot tall wall,
Over there? Is that parking here?
This is parking.
Okay.
Yeah, this is parking off. This is entrance off of Walnut.
Okay.
Then you can see right here security gates, but this is also fire access road back here, 24 foot. Yeah, and then you can loops back out to Cheyenne here.
Okay. Any other questions?
No.
All right. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve with staff all staff conditions.
So, is there a motion to approve per staff recommendations? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, you're approved.
Thank you. Guess
Thank
have a great
you.
Evening.
All right, so number two on our agenda is DR240738 Top Street Estate LLC, 4470 East Cheyenne. This is a design review for office warehouse buildings in conjunction with an existing office warehouse building on 2.51 acres in an IL industrial light zone within the airport Enron's AE75 and APZ2 overlay. Generally located at 320 feet north of Cheyenne Avenue and 600 feet east of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? All right,
Casey Camus, architect, P.O. Box 91537, Henderson 89009, representing the owner.
Okay, go ahead.
And it's, well, there we go.
Get you up there.
It's pretty straightforward. You can see that the property is set way back, like 300 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I used a Google Earth, but I should have used InfoMapper because it would tell part of the backstory. A couple of years ago, there was a fire on that property, and it pretty much leveled it. So after a couple of years of dealing with the adjusters, etc., the owner's ready to put together his storage. And probably need to point out that the public doesn't go here. This is strictly storage.
Okay.
He's got a store on Tropicana, so all it's Bulldog Liquidators. So if you go to his store on Tropicana, take your truck, because if you're like me and you can't resist a bargain, you're going to leave with a truckload. But anyway, all the stuff gets shipped here, and it gets sorted and inventoried, and then it'll later be taken to the store at Tropicana.
Okay.
But yeah, unless you know it's there, you don't even see it from the road. But this one's concrete. It's not going to burn down.
All right.
Is there anything else
nope.
that I need to show you on that?
If that's what you wanted to show us, we're good.
Okay.
Okay. So this is the public hearing. Does anyone in the audience want to speak on this item? I don't see anyone. Board, does anybody have questions?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Harry.
I can make a promotion.
Oh,
I don't have no
motion?
Question.
Oh, I thought I you no said, question. Okay.
No, I have no question.
I don't see any questions, so go ahead and do a motion.
I can make a motion to follow staff recommendation for approval.
All right, we have a recommendation to approve for staff recommendations. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right,
thank
there you.
You
go.
Have a nice day.
Thank you. Okay, so 3 and 4, I'm gonna go ahead and read together because it is the same applicant and we'll handle them together. So 3 is ZC240758, Evans Robert M. Norma J. Family, TR, and Evans Robert M. Norma Jean, TRS. It's a zone change on number 3 to reclassify 2.11 acres from an RS to 0 residential single family 20 zone to an IL industrial light zone within the Airport Environs AE80 and APZ1 overlay. Generally located on the west side of Nellis Boulevard, 540 feet south of Cheyenne Avenue within Sunrise Manor, for possible action. And then on number 4, it is UC240759, Evans Robert M. and Norma J. Family TR, and Evans Robert M. Norma Jean TRS, permit use for outdoor storage, waivers of development standards for the following: eliminate street landscaping, eliminate parking lot landscaping, and eliminate buffer and screening. Design review for a proposed office with outdoor storage on 2.11 acres in an IL industrial light zone within the Airport Environs AE80 and APZ1 overlay, generally located on the west side of Nellis Boulevard, 540 feet south of Cheyenne Avenue within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Marissa Furman, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here tonight on behalf of the applicant. We are here on just over 2 acres. We are west of Nellis and south of Cheyenne. The site is currently planned business employment and zoned RS20. We are coming in with a request for a zone change from RS20 to IL. As you can see, the site is surrounded by other IL properties here in Teal, as well as some IP in the area. Essentially, this zone change request is seeking to clean up some of the remaining residentially zoned properties in the area. So it'll be in line with this Nellis corridor where you see a lot of industrial properties. In addition to that, we have a use permit, design review, and waivers related to outdoor storage. So turning to our site plan, you can see here is Nellis, and this is the site in question. We have 2 existing driveways off of Nellis. This site is currently zoned RS20. There's an existing house on site. This house is going to be converted essentially into office space. The intent here is to have somebody come in and do construction equipment storage outside, just as you see all along Nellis. So the office here would, or the existing home would then function as an office here. You can see we have 4 parking spaces to the west, just to the west of it. There's some existing landscaping between the office and the access points here. There's a 6-foot chain link fence that will be separating this first half of the portion from where the storage will take place in this area. There is an existing 6-foot block wall along the southern property line, which increases to 10 feet. There's a 6-foot chain link fence, an existing 6-foot chain link fence along the northern property line. On the western property line, there's a 6-foot chain link fence with some existing screening on it. The site, along with the existing house that will be an office, there is a metal carport that is currently on property that will remain and it will house some additional items for storage.
Okay.
So essentially all the storage activity will take place here. The storage area is going to be adequately distanced and screened from the right-of-way here. I mean, you have a palm tree and some landscaping as well as the office. and a 6-foot chain link fence separating the two. So we do have some waivers here. Firstly, we have a waiver for to eliminate street landscaping along Nellis. Currently, it's an attached sidewalk, and then the dirt and then desert landscaping that you see here. The applicant proposes to leave that as is. It's consistent with what you see up and down Nellis. You know, cars will be accessing the parking area by these two access points, as well as, you know, moving through storage, which would be, again, construction equipment or vehicles for a construction company. Secondly, we have a waiver to eliminate parking lot landscaping. So per code, it requires that every 6 spaces, there's a parking lot island or a parking finger island, or at the bookends of a parking strip. So here we have 4 spaces. The applicant is proposing not to install the parking lot landscaping. Essentially, this is not really a parking lot. It's a very small parking area for the 1 or 2 employees that it's going to be in the office. Lastly, we have a waiver for to eliminate the buffer along the western property line. So looking back to the aerial, as you all are probably well aware, to the west is the Nellis Meadows Park here. So the site essentially backs up into this, it's like 3 rows of parking and then this BMX area here. So the applicant believes that this is adequate screening with the 6-foot fence that's partially screened. You know, we're not abutting, you know, a sports field or even worse, a residential area. In addition to that, it's a similar condition on the property to the north. They have a chain link fence with some screening as well. Staff is recommending approval of the zone change and of the request for a use permit. They are recommending denial of the rest of the application, but with the justification put before you tonight, we request the same recommendation of approval from this board. So I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay. This is an open hearing. Would anybody like to speak on either of these items? All right, seeing no one. Board members, do you have questions?
I do. I like it when we vote on these, I like to do the zone change separate from the.
Sure.
On the, I tend to agree with staff regarding the improvements, but if how big is the parking lot relative to the
so
area?
I know it's a bit difficult to see here. So we have this building that's roughly, it's just under 2,000 square feet.
So and how much do they want, how much landscaping do they want you to put in there?
So it's gonna be 2 landscape islands on the ends of the proposed parking area.
That's not outrageous. It's, I know it's expensive, but it's, we have the heat island and everything that comes before us now, they're very concerned about the whole valley is, even downtown they're tearing things up and putting in green areas. Downtown finally. So it's becoming more important to us, to me especially, as we hear items. So
you would feel more comfortable with the parking lot?
Now, what about items? The area in the back where it buffers the park? What do they want you to?
Sure. So code requires a 15-foot landscape buffer, yeah. As well as an 8-foot high block wall or screen wall. So we're proposing to leave the 6-foot high chain link fence as is. So it's a requirement when you're adjacent to a lesser intense zoning district. With that though, we feel that our current condition as is adequate.
There a BMX operation there?
Sure, there's it's a parking lot. It backs up into a parking lot here.
Yeah.
And then you have the little BMX park here.
I tend to agree with my counterpart, Pearl, right there. And it just so happens that particular lot is directly across from the parking, because I know it's the BMX, but they also use that field for a lot of other practices and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Sure.
And that is the only parking. Well, I think there's another little parking area for that park on that, that end. But for the size of that lot, I don't think it's asking. I've seen a lot of other requests where we're asking a lot of landscaping. And it doesn't look like it's unreasonable to put in a couple of little things by that four parking slots that was there. I just do have a little bit of concern about what is going to be stored on the back end without any buffers or landscaping, that 15-foot landscaping. So you said there's going to be cars and...
Sure, the intent is to lease the site to a construction company and have construction equipment, materials, and possibly their right. vehicles back
and,
there.
And so with that, knowing that, one, across the street is the BMX and the kids and everything, and they like to jump fences and do the whatever they like to get into sometimes, I would prefer to see some type of buffering, some type of landscaping, something, because it's directly across from the parking, and because of the nature of what is being stored there, it would make sense for not only the folks that are at the park, but for whoever owns this property to provide themselves with some type of security and buffer between the stuff that is stored back there. That's just my personal feeling with this particular location being right across the street from a park.
Understood.
Stephanie? Jeff?
I was just going to ask, why is he so against having the landscaping? Do we know? What is his rationale for not wanting it?
Sure. I believe it's a matter of it's been functioning this way for however many years. I know this structure, the site was constructed in, I think, 1951, and it's operated that way, and it's similar to other industrial spaces in the area. And
so it's not a cost thing, it's just his preference.
Correct, just preference.
But, well, I'm sorry to go back, but when you say it's been operating that way, was it not a house? Or?
It was a house.
I'm trying to figure out how long it's been like a business, or are they storing anything down there?
So as you can see in this aerial, this is before the applicant closed on the property, there was a ton of things stored on site. It was construction material, equipment it looked like. So everything here will be removed, if not already. The only thing that will remain on site is the existing house that will be an office, right. And then this 16-foot high metal carport.
So what may have been there stored there illegally. We don't know
right.
whether it was even a business, so
sure.
It probably wasn't operating. We're trying to make it conform to
exactly.
all the codes and operate correctly. So
correct.
I don't know, with that being said, I think it's something that we need to fix while we can fix it, in
okay.
my opinion.
Okay, so we're looking at, you would like to see landscaping where there's the parking and then
right.
a security screen?
Given that they're going to have a lot of construction stuff stored back there too, they should probably put the 8-foot fence.
The security screen?
Yeah, and the landscaping.
All of the landscaping, or do you just want
yeah.
it near the parking?
I'd say all of it. Because they're going to have a lot of use in the back there with all the construction stuff they're going to store. They're going to fully utilize the lot.
And I would think, when they ask for the buffer of landscaping on the back end of the fence, can you be more specific on how much stuff they're asking? Are they just asking for some trees? Are they asking for, I mean, what is the actual ask for the landscaping on that black, on that?
Sure, it's so a 15-foot wide landscape buffer consisting of two rows of trees.
Two rows of trees?
Correct, and some shrubs, I believe,
okay.
For code.
And for me, I mean, two rows of trees sound great because of the heat desert that we're dealing with. But I mean, if we're looking at some particular type of compromise, I can, you know, as long as it's 15 feet and long as we have some trees align that buffer, I don't know if it needs to be two rows, but I would
sounds
stay
good.
Trees and some type of buffer between the wall and the stored material. And I don't know what that perfect number might be, but I don't know if it has to be two rows of trees.
Understood.
For me.
So let's go ahead and do the zone change first. So that's number three. And that's
a motion to approve the zone change.
Okay, yes. So we have a motion to approve on number three, which is the zone change. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so that one passes. Now the second one is our waivers, and that's eliminating street landscaping, eliminate the parking lot landscaping, and eliminate the buffer and screening. So on this one, we do not have approval. But how do we want to, what's the motion we would like to make on that if we would be okay with them modifying what they're being asked to do?
Want to make a shot? Oh, okay. I would say we would make a motion to allow for
modified landscaping?
Modified landscaping around the parking. Area and modified landscaping on the black wall that would still require 15 feet, but it wouldn't require two rows of trees.
Okay.
One row of trees?
And one row, maybe?
And a row of trees, and still they still have to do some...
The screen wall.
Yeah.
The screen.
The screen wall.
And the screen wall. let me add to it. So it would be modified landscaping around the parking area. The screen wall would still remain at its required height, and modified landscaping on the back wall.
Madam Chair, you would also have to include the use permit on whether or not you support it.
We would then approve the use permit.
Okay, so
per those
modifications. Okay.
In addition to that, you have the design review. So you would approve the use permit.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Development standards, and then you would approve or disapprove of the design review.
So we're okay with the design review, right?
It's three different ones in there. Okay, I didn't. Let me go back.
Okay, so for number four, we've got the use permit, which didn't. No one seemed to have an objection to that.
Right.
We would like to do the modifications though on the waivers.
Exactly.
And then, are we okay then just approving the design review?
For staff recommendations. Staff is
recommending. Hold on a minute. Let me see what we got here.
No, I mean the design review. Yeah, go on.
Lease permit, waivers, design review. Which staff is okay with the design review?
Yeah, I think staff is okay with the design
okay
review.
With that. It was just the landscaping.
Yeah, the design review wasn't.
I'm just saying you have to.
Oh, yeah, we are included in the design. Okay, that's what we were trying. There was no objection to this.
Yeah, we gotcha. Okay.
Sorry. Good job there, Bill.
Okay, we got this one.
Thanks for the help.
Into the design review, yeah. But if you guys are okay with it, then
they had some objections within the design review,
which is probably
yeah.
So yeah, and then part of that design review was part of what we have discussed and mitigated in the landscaping.
Right. Right.
So then we need to start all over.
Approval of use, approval of design review, modified landscaping.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. So we've got approval on two, and then just the landscaping.
So the motion is to approve the design review. Approve the design review.
Approve the use permit.
Approve the use permit.
And then the waivers. We're going to do a modification of that.
The waivers with the modification for the landscape requirements,
okay,
as discussed previously.
Okay.
Well, not what they're I won't approve what they're requesting. I want
what we've modified.
Yeah, so on that one,
based
with
on
our
what
modifications.
Our modifications.
Right. Okay. All right.
That's one row of trees, right?
One row of trees.
But still 15 feet. 15
and the screen.
And the screen. So all that remains.
I'm good with that.
Yes, all that remained.
Okay.
Do we got that?
Yes. I think we're good.
Okay. Now,
all right. So
there's more? Is there more?
I think we're good.
I mean, you could possibly clean it up by denying the waivers of development standards, but put in the conditions that you want. Because if you're saying we approve them with these conditions or are you denying them with these conditions, mm-hmm. I mean, it just might need to clean it up a little bit.
So on the waivers of development standards,
we're approving them with those conditions.
With conditions.
You have to say whether you approve it or deny. You can't just say modify.
We're approving. That's what we meant.
We're approving per
deny their.
No.
Approve it and just add your
with the following conditions.
Yeah. With the conditions. That's what we want to do.
Okay. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. So on the waivers of development, we're okay with eliminating the street landscaping, but we want the parking landscaping, one row of trees, and the screen. Correct.
I thought we were going to keep the street landscaping.
Did we want to keep the street landscaping?
This wasn't much.
We're going to eliminate one row of trees in the back.
Right.
15 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're going to keep the street landscaping.
We're going to beautify that neighborhood.
All right. So all in favor say aye.
Right. Do we have the motion correct? Do you have it correct? Let's make sure we have it correct from our...
So we're approving use permit.
Mm-hmm. And
on the waivers of development, we're going to keep the street landscaping. We're going to keep the parking lot landscaping. The landscaping in the back is just one row of trees, and we want a screen. Correct? I think. And then we're approving the design review.
Okay, but if you're saying you're keeping waivers 1 and 2, so are you, you're allowing those waivers?
No, we're denying them. Because we
so
want the street
have
landscaping.
To deny waivers 1 and 2.
Right.
And but approve 3 with the conditions.
Let's go back over here.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, the first thing.
Should we just break this up into 3 separate votes?
No, it's just one. We can just have one vote.
Okay.
So we're going to get this.
I think we just need to do
that. Okay.
All right, so what
all right,
we're doing is
let's start all over. Let's just start over.
Okay.
All right, so we're clear. So for this application, the motion is this. So with the waivers of development standards for the following, eliminate straight landscaping, eliminate parking and lot landscaping, eliminate buffering and screening, we are going to approve the waivers with the conditions stated earlier.
We're denying the waivers.
Well, we're denying.
We have to deny the waivers and then add stipulations.
So
okay.
So if you deny them, you can't add conditions.
Yeah, if that's what I'm saying. If we're denying them, we can't add conditions. So that's why we are approving them with the conditions. So if we deny it, we can't get. We can't put
well, we deny the applicant. We want to have the landscaping on Nellis, and we want the parking lot landscaping.
So we're denying
and number 3, we're agreeing to reduce.
That was weird.
We're going to approve it with reductions.
Okay, I think I get you.
So we're denying the waivers, but we would be willing to allow them to do one row of trees in the back.
So can they deny waivers 1 and 2 and approve waiver 3
they can.
The condition?
They can.
Okay. The motion is to deny waivers 1 and 2 and approve waiver 3 with the conditions put forth.
One row of trees
and the screen.
And the screen.
Okay.
Then the second part of this is to approve the design review.
And the use permit.
And the use permit.
Yeah. All right.
Are we clear now?
We're good.
We got it now?
I think. Okay. All right.
As the applicant, do you understand?
I do.
Okay. You're the most important person because when you go to the next level, we want to make sure that you understand what we're trying to do.
Took me for a ride, but I got it.
Okay.
Okay.
So we're good.
We're good.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to spend 10 more minutes redoing the whole.
So we have a motion on the table. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No opposed? Passes.
Thank you for your time.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, that takes care of all of our items for this evening. So we're going to go to general business. There's none. So we are now on agenda item number 8, comments by the general public, period devoted.
I have a comment. Is anybody else?
Hold on. Let me read the into the record what I want you to do. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction. No vote can be taken on a matter listed are not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the podium and clearly state your name and address.
Yeah, my name is Al Rojas, R-O-J-A-S. I live at 2095 Homestead Court. I got 2 issues that I want to bring to the board. I'll try to squeeze them into 3 minutes.
Okay.
I want to say that the commissioners and Metro have been very helpful in clearing out the homeless area over on Hollywood and Shasta. What's happening, and I wonder, you guys were addressing about landscaping. What happened was that there's a sidewalk, and then there's some landscaping, and then there's the external wall to our home complex. We have four neighborhood watch captains. I am one of them. Mm-hmm. And the homeless came and they stayed there, and we couldn't get them out. So Metro, we were working with COP. We found that the most efficient path is to call up the code enforcement, mm-hmm. file a report, and then as owner, if you're a property owner or a property resident, call up Metro with their, they have a COP program, mm-hmm. and they worked together and got them out. Mm-hmm. There is a caveat, though, that that I was just made aware, I mean, I just realized right now that if you have a no trespassing sign, because they're across the street, that's what they have, mm-hmm. that maybe Metro can just get them out without having, if they just see them there. So I'm going to go find out about that.
Okay.
The other thing that I wanted to tell you, guys are talking about landscaping. Our long-term solution, I don't know, we're going to put trespassing signs, but we're going to put boulders there so mm-hmm. they can't sleep there. And that's something you guys may want to consider when you're,
right.
if it's a high area with homeless, maybe, I'm just, that's an idea.
Okay.
So that's what's going on there. The other side of the street, I went and talked to them about the rules, and they're all working together now, and we cleared up the other side of Lake Mead. It's all the homeless are out.
Okay.
So then there's also the last issue. There's a new church that's opened up in our area. I want to give you guys a brochure. Okay. It's a Christian church. We know we have a lot of Mormon churches. Mm-hmm. We meet Wednesdays. I talked to Tick. He'd like to come by. And we're going to be focusing on getting kids to read, doing book drives. We know that that's a long-term solution for our community, is getting our kids to read and investing in our kids. Because,
awesome.
This, you know, it's going to lower dropout rate, lower crime.
Yep.
And so we finally got a church up here, and you guys are all invited. So we just want to let you know as that's what's going on up in that area.
Okay.
It's looking pretty clean. There's only like two or three homeless people that we're working with right now. And like Mr. Covington said, that, you know, they code enforcement usually gives you a month to fix the thing. So sometimes it's either. But
right.
things are moving all along, right. and we want to thank your help.
Awesome.
For,
yeah. All right. Thanks. Thank you.
I'd like to say Earl Barbeau, I'm reading the paper here, and I kept this article about the homeless census. They're going to skip it this year.
Yeah.
I think that's terrible. I don't know what the excuse is not to do it, except that maybe there's so many people that they don't want to know how many are there. It's just terrible.
What was it? Like
the homeless census, they're skipping it this year.
I've done it almost every year.
It's a big article.
It helps with our funding. It helps with funding.
Yeah.
It's something that's required by the federal government to do funding.
For
funding for homeless.
It's something.
Do you know
that
why they're skipping?
Top.
I don't
this
know.
Is one of the biggest problems.
Hear?
We have people come here every month and speak on it. And here it is. We're not going to do the inventory this year.
Which
the
census.
They're not going to do the inventory.
They're not going to do the census this year.
Hey,
and I think that's disgraceful.
I don't think Jocelyn would know.
Okay.
Well, no, she
that's
might know.
I got to say.
I don't know why they.
Okay.
I mean, why they're not doing the count, but the
all
count
right.
is, helps us with our federal.
I
grant.
Don't see any more
blah, blah, blah,
public comments. So our next meeting is February 13th, 2025, and we are adjourned.
Okay.